Let's see, where are we? Yes. Number 18, discussion and possible action on authorization to submit water conservation and drought contingency plan to Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Lake Granbury Surface Water Treatment System by Kent Rendy.
Mr. Chairman, this really is just a formality to get the board's approval for us to submit this plan to TSEC. We're required to do that if we have any changes to the previous plan, which we do basically with the treatment, the facility's treatment capacity and operational processes, where we have gone in and retrofitted the existing 4UF and RO racks, as well as added an additional fifth rack to each system, and that's all we're doing now is just submitting this plan per the board's approval to TSEC. Unless you have any questions, I'll read the resolution.
If I understood that right, we're just going to them saying we can produce more water?
Yeah, well, that we've made changes to the previous plan with the retrofit and that and the additional racks that we've added. That's right.
And again, you might talk a little bit about the racks and what it is, because not everybody, I'm sure, is quite aware of SWATS and everything.
Well, the system water, surface water and treatment system that we've got at SWATS is, I think, many of the least – more senior board members with us know. We've been down a litany anyway with that plant. We lost the EDR capability, electrodialysis reversal system, due to fires. We've gone in at the same time and built an expansion out there that's ultrafiltration and reverse osmosis to the system for about 10 MGD. Currently, right now, we had originally with the original new system, the expansion, we had 4 UF racks and 4 RO racks. When we lost the EDR system and that, looking ahead, we needed an additional capacity at least to bring the plant up to about 13 MGD. So we added a fifth UF and a fifth RO rack, and we've retrofitted due to some of the problems that we had with the UF and the RO racks that were in there. We had some biofouling that we're still working on, but we've got under much better control than we had before on the RO side. And the UF side, we've got a completely different system now, and how it operates and the membranes that are within that are different than the hydronautics that we had. So we've done a lot of retrofitting to improve the plant. Right now, we've probably got the capability of about 13.5 MGD. Eventually, probably in the next 2 to 3 years, we'll be moving forward to add the additional amount to bring us back up to the original 15.5 MGD capability of the plant. So this plan here really just updates our 07 plan with TSEC based on some of the improvements that we've done.
Okay. Are there any questions for Kent? Barring that, Kent, would you read the resolution,
yes,
please?
Sir. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that a water conservation and drought contingency plan dated May 2009, prepared in conformance with the requirements of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality for the Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System, is hereby adopted and supersedes the current Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System Water Conservation and Drought Contingency Plan dated August 2007. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager, CEO, is directed to submit the adopted Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System Water Conservation and Drought Contingency Plan to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality for approval.
Heard a reading of the resolution, is there a motion to adopt? Motion by Barr, second by Christian. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeFluid?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Green?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Landrieu?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Great. Thank you, Kent.